You're listening to another top-rated radio show on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the American Hour with your host, Commander Tom Garcia, on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Commander Tom Garcia, and welcome to the American Hour. It's been a while since I've actually done a broadcast. I've had several guest hosts sitting in, but I'm back. We're back, and we're better than ever. We've got a great guest tonight. Great guest. Her name is CJ Pham, and she is a really talented young girl. She has been singing since the age of 6 and started writing songs at the age of 10, been recording music. You can find her on YouTube if you want to Google her. I'm going to give you a little sample right now, and I apologize for the quality. I'm going to have to fire my sound guy because I don't think this sounds very good, quite honestly. The sound quality, the music is fantastic, and that's where you got to go on YouTube and look for CJ and check out some of her songs. We've got an entire version of this song, but I want to give you a little taste of it. Just, if you can ignore the quality of my sound system here for a little bit, just listen to her voice and her vocal range. It's amazing. So here we go. This is about a 30-second clip of CJ Pham.
Just stand your ground and you will
I don't know what happened there. It sounds like it's coming over an AM radio. Actually, my AM radio is better than that. I believe if we have the full song, we play that, it'll sound a lot better. So I probably just should have started that. But I like that little section right there of the song. So we're going to use that as the intro. Sounded good on the computer, the big computer, but not sounding so good over the airwaves. But, man, she is a great voice and a talented young girl. So we're looking forward to speaking with her. We're going to talk to her today. I believe she's out in California, and I'll let you tell her what she's been doing out there, but there may be some big things in the work for her, and you may be seeing much more of her, and not just on YouTube. So we'll let her tell us about that. If you want to go check out her website, it's www.cj, that's C as in Charlie, J as in John, Pham, like the beginning of the word family, F-A-M, CJ Pham. Now, next week on Wednesday, Nick Taxia of Progressive is going to be hosting the show. I'm actually around, but he's going to host the show. I'm going to let him have the show because I got other things to do. No, I'm going to start broadcasting a little bit more often, kind of like I used to do in the old days, and I'm moving my broadcast time to 11 a.m. Yes, 11 a.m. For the past year and a half, we've been broadcasting, I believe, at 7 p.m., primarily on Wednesdays. In the old days, we broadcast Monday through Friday, and I can't remember what time of the day that was. It might have been like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we're going to give it a shot at 11 a.m. Now, the great news is you can always download the American Hour, whether you come to the website, usaradionetwork.com, whether you come to my specific page, tomgarcia.com. We are also syndicated on iTunes, and of course, you have to look under USA Talk Radio and iTunes to find us. It's not the American Hour, it's USA Talk Radio, and you'll find all of our syndicated shows, along with Michael Cutler, and let's see, who else? I think that's it for USA Talk Radio. Now, we do have some other great hosts on the USA Talk Radio Network. If you go to the main page, just type in USA. Let me pull it up, make sure I get it right, because we got a couple pages. It's usaradionetwork.com, and you'll see the different hosts that we have. We've got not only Michael Cutler, we've got Bella D'Angelo. Let's see who else. I'm going to just pull it up because I've forgotten. I would want to name somebody that's not there anymore. Let's see here. got Bella D'Angelo, of course. We got the Ed Ross Hour every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. We still haven't gotten Susan Bradford to do her Inside the Beltway. And, of course, the Conservative Republican Forum with Steve Rosenblum and Daria DiGiovanni. It's Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at 6 p.m. So don't miss those guys. They've got some great shows. They get some great guests. Bella D'Angelo as well gets some great guests. And Michael Cutler, he's got a TV show on And Magazine. And if you look at the links to his website, click on his page, you'll see, let me see. Actually, I don't see it there. It looks like, no, I don't see it, but oh, yeah, it is. If you click on the banner, the michaelcutler.net, it'll take you to his banner, and from there you can find his TV show and anything else that he's working on, and get on his mailing list. He does not inundate you with mail, email, Michael Cutler. He sends out some really good stuff when it comes to national security, border security, et cetera, and you don't want to miss that. If you have any interest in that at all, that is something that you want to get in on his email address. And I find that I get probably about one call from him, I mean one email from him a day. I'm sorry, a day. A week. So maybe in all, you know, two or three a month. It's not that much, but he only puts out good stuff. So we got one call coming in. I don't recognize the phone number, and I don't have anybody assisting me today. 9454 area code. Who's this?
Hi, this is CJ.
CJ, okay. I guess I was expecting a different area code. Well, good. That's good timing. I was ready to get going with your interview. Now, how much time do you have for us today?
I have 20, 30 minutes. I don't know, whatever you want.
That would be good. That would be absolutely perfect. So listen, your mother told me that you were going to be out in California, I think this week, last week, next week. So tell us, well, we'll get to that in a minute. I've already kind of led into that at the beginning of the show, and I told a little bit about you. But why don't you tell us in your own words how you got started in music and what has led up to today where you are today?
My grandpa heard me in the shower, and after that everything started, and I've been writing original music since I was 10. I started singing when I was 7, and I went out to California. I have a management team that are really behind me and supporting me, and I have many supporters who just really help me, and I am so excited to go back out to California, and the future awaits.
I don't know that you can tell us what you got cooking out there. You got anything special cooking, or you have to keep it under wraps right now?
Well, I'm going to be auditioning for TV sitcoms.
Cool.
Like for the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. They don't tell us what shows they are. They just, this is their season where they audition kids to come out.
Excellent. Now, I played a little clip, and I apologize for the quality. I think the full song, once we play that, will sound better. Of course, you know, it's as good as what you've got for a radio to listen to, et cetera. But besides the singing, have you done any acting? Do you have any experience doing some stage or theater or anything like that?
Yes. My first professional acting gig was when I was 8 years old, and I toured in Asia with The Sound of Music. It's one of the musicals.
Wow. Nice.
And that's where I really started my acting.
Now, who did you play in The Sound of Music?
I played Marta. She's the second to last. Like, she's the second youngest.
Yeah, I remember. That's one of my favorite shows. And, of course, I've seen The Sound of Music on Broadway a couple times. And, boy, it's just you've got to be good to get into a Sound of Music production. I mean, that's a lot because it's very demanding. There's a lot of singing to be done, and, you know, I don't want to refer to it as much as dancing, but maneuvering as the kids, you know, maneuver around and do what they're doing while they're singing, that's a lot of work. I really respect kids that can get into a Broadway, you know, a musical like that, like Sound of Music. Was that a lot of work for you?
I don't believe that it's work. It's what I love, and it's fun for me.
Cool. All right, well, now you've written some songs. Do you have a favorite song that you've written?
My favorite song is Stand Your Ground that I wrote.
Okay, well, that just happens to be what we're going to play here in a few minutes.
What a
I'll tell you what, I hope the quality. I gave it a quick little listen here over the air just about 10 minutes ago, and it sounded okay. I had a little intro clip. Man, I'm sorry, the quality was bad, but, I mean, you sound great on it. You can clearly tell that you're a great singer. But so hopefully this sound quality will be a little bit better, and we'll give that a shot. And if it's not too great, we won't listen to the whole thing. But it'll give people an idea, and that's what's important. Now, is there a song is a sort of like a favorite song of yours or has been over the years that somebody else does?
I would say my favorite song is Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. And if there's, now we know your grandfather was the number one influence because it would have started, I guess, probably without him. Oh, you never know. But is there anybody out there, and it could be one, two, three people, but is there anybody out there that has been an influence in your singing style or your motivation or drive to be a singer?
Of course, my parents, how they support me through everything. My vocal coach, she really pushes me because she knows that I have the potential, and she wants to show everyone my full potential that I have. And
yeah.
I would say my dance teachers as well. They just push me, and they really make me feel like I can do anything that my heart desires.
Okay. Now, I see on your Facebook page that there are some influences, anybody from Pink and Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, to Celine Dion, Alicia Keys. Is there any one of that group or anybody else that stands out as kind of your, you know, you may never have met them, but who you would consider a mentor?
Pink. She's so funky, and she just has this unique style to her that's so different from everybody else that makes everyone fall in love with her whenever they hear her music.
Okay. Well, that's probably why she's listed first on your Facebook page. Well, that's cool. Okay. So now you're out here in Florida. When I saw the phone number, I recognized it as a Florida phone number. And, of course, I have a Florida phone number. I'd probably live 30 minutes north of you, but California, how much time are you going to be able to spend out there? How is school getting in the way of your career? Tell us about that.
Well, I'm going to be out in California for 2 months, and my school is very flexible with me. They really want me to succeed and do and follow my dream, and they're going to be sending out the work to me, and I'm going to be doing it out there via email, and my friends are going to tell us what we learned in the class that day, and that's how it's going to work, and I'm just going to keep up with my schoolwork.
Okay. And are you going to be out in the Los Angeles area? I mean, that's where everything's happening, unless maybe you've got family and friends. I got a brother that lives a little bit north of L.A., and I used to live down in San Diego when I was in the Navy for about 15 years, so I know the area very well. But I imagine you're going to be somewhere in the L.A. area because that's what's happening, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be in, like, the Sherman Oak, Van Nuys, like right by there, right by Los Angeles.
Yeah, so it's easy to get access to everything. My brother lives up somewhere near Valencia, and so I used to drive sometimes all the way from San Diego. You go all the way up to his place, and then I'm an airline pilot also, so I used to fly out of Los Angeles. I tell you what, over the years, I got to meet a lot of celebrities.
Because
I would fly from L.A. to New York, and you can imagine there's celebrities going back and forth all the time. What I kind of regret I didn't do was I never carried a camera and took photos. So a lot of people did, but I can tell that celebrities kind of get tired of that after a while. So I just look at them and smile and just remember that I saw them. And so, but that was pretty cool getting to see.
It's the memory that counts.
Yeah, I was in line to go through the metal detector in the Los Angeles airport as I was going to work one night, right behind Gene Simmons.
Oh, my God.
He had this big black leather long jacket on, coat, and, you know, big, huge, spiky heels and everything like that and all that stuff. And he definitely looked like the old Gene Simmons. So, but that was probably 15 years ago when that happened. In any case, so out here in Florida, I fly, you know, out of Miami, and I don't see too many celebrities. Every now and then, some sports celebrities or whatever. And I fly in and out of Fort Lauderdale every now and then, and I haven't seen any celebrities there. I know there's plenty of people that live down here in Florida, celebrities, especially ones that retire. But in any case, so you're going to be doing some auditioning with Disney and some other companies out there, and that's probably the reason you're going to be out there trying to push all that. And I see that you have a really good booking agent, Coast to Coast Talent, and they're on out there in Los Angeles. So hopefully they're gonna get you something. I told people at the beginning of the show that you may be seeing CJ here in the near future on your very own television.
Oh, wow.
We'll see if that happens. That would be cool. And this is why I think it was good that we got you in here to interview when we did, because you're going to be way too big a star to ever come back to the American Hour. But I say that in jest. It's got to be fun and exciting. And so where do you see this all going? Well, you're 13 years old. Where do you see yourself, and this is where you project yourself to where you want to be, at, say, and I know it's a lot to ask a 13-year-old, but you sound very, very mature. Where do you see yourself at the age of 25?
I see myself as pushing my music career and sharing my music with the world, and maybe becoming Katy Perry or a Kelly Clarkson, someone who just has such passionate music that everybody loves them.
Yeah, well,
that's who I want to be, and that's how I envision myself.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any doubt that you're not going to get there after listening to some of your music. In fact, let's listen to your favorite song, Stand Your Ground. This is by CJ Pham. I'm keeping my fingers crossed the sound quality is going to be acceptable. We'll see. Here we go.
Don't let anyone tell you your words.
I didn't want to stop it there too soon. You know, honestly, when the quieter passages that doesn't have so much music in the background, I think we copied that just off of YouTube. Sorry, I apologize for that, but we had to get something.
Oh, no.
And it probably was copied at too high a volume rate, because once the music kicks in, it's kind of blanking out a little bit. But it's very obvious that you have a great range, vocal range, and a very, very nice sounding voice. I've always kind of a little bit of a connoisseur of singers, and I don't listen to bands unless they have a good singer. If they have a poor singer, I just cannot listen to them, because that is, to me, that is what makes the band, is the singer. I mean, there are some instrumentalists that, you know, play very good guitar, and it's more focused on that, but for the most part, so I've always been that way, and I really think you got a great voice, so I really hope to see you go a long way with the CJ. And Now that we've kind of played a little bit, and again, I apologize for that sound quality. Usually we have a little bit better quality of these songs. We've had some other artists on before and played their clips, and I would encourage everybody to go. Now tell us where they can. I gave out your website earlier, cjfam.com. Is there anywhere else in social media, et cetera, and, you know, obviously YouTube? Tell people where on YouTube they can go to listen to more of your music. And I'm going to guess, is there some place people can download or buy your music?
Well, on iTunes, I have one of my songs, Ordinary Pop Star. That's one of my original songs that I wrote. And my album, I have an album on iTunes as well. And you can go on my Facebook page, CJ Pham. You can go on my Twitter page, @CJ Pham. And And, of course, what you said cjfam.com. And you can also go onto YouTube. That's where you will see most of my videos at CJFam.
Cool. All right, CJ. Well, listen, is there anything else out there you want people to know about you and what's going on with you, how they can connect to you, et cetera? That's kind
I
of
guess
opening,
that but... singing is my way of expressing myself, and I want the world to see that, and I hope that that dream of mine comes true.
Well, awesome. And I think I didn't mention, I was going to mention it, that we got connected on Twitter, and I think you saw the radio show information, and you sent me a tweet saying, hey, can I come on the show? And I said, sure.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, and that was a while ago, and we kind of went back and forth for a while because I was working on some other projects at the time and had taken a little bit of a break from the show, although I had some guest hosts standing in for me, and so I was just trying to figure out when we'd fit it in. And this is really my first show back broadcasting again in a couple months, actually. I've done some guest hosting for some other people, but I thought this would be a great way to kick off the new year, and I'm thankful that you contacted me. I've had some other singers and musicians contact me and ask to come on the show, and we've had them on the show, and it's great. So here's what I would ask of you, CJ, before we go, and that is send me a tweet, an email, whatever. You got my contact information. Let us know so I can update the listeners on what went on and what's been going on with you out in California. So especially if you end up getting on a TV show, I want to promote that to all my listeners to make sure that they don't miss that and that they watch that show. So let us know. Keep us up to date. We appreciate it. And
definitely.
We wish you all the best. Thank you
so much. It was such an honor just to be on this show.
All right. Thanks, CJ. Well, you take care. Have fun out in California, and we'll be in touch.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Wow. Now that's a hard-charging young girl. You know, she reminds me a little bit of Nina Yvonne, and we had her on the show. She was a little bit older. She was, I think, 19 or 20 or so at the time when she came on the show, and she was doing the same thing. She was working it hard to get out there, and she is, and I've been following her a little bit on Twitter, and one of these days we'll see if she'll come back and talk to us and tell us where her career's gone since that last interview. But, man, it's so cool to see a young kid find a passion in something and really go after it, and then to have parents that are supportive. That's really important, have parents that are supportive and can help you move that along. Now, as I mentioned, next week, Nick Taxi of Dub Progressive is going to be doing a show for us on Wednesday, and I have yet to publish when I'm going to be broadcasting, but it's probably going to be days like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, possibly even Friday, 11 a.m. That's the new time slot for the American Hour, unless I have a guest host, and we're flexible. We'll flex. Since this is internet radio, we can flex to any time that we want to. But here's what may be coming up next week. And Nick sent me a topic idea that since Obama will have just been re-sworn into office, I was going to try to get a few conservative-leaning comics to come on and discuss the influence of pop culture on voters today. And so I think that'll be a great show. He does stand-up comic there in the Washington, D.C. area, and he knows lots of comics. Unfortunately, most of them are lefty liberals, but he does know some right-leaning ones. So that's what he's going to try to get on the show. And it looks like it'll be a good show. And then I will probably be doing something next week around anywhere from Tuesday to Friday, 11 a.m. So look for that on the website. If you want, you can always go to tomgarcia.com. Also check us out on Facebook. It's the American Hour Radio Show. If you just do a search in Facebook for the American Hour Radio Show. And, of course, on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. There are days where I put lots of tweets out, and we're located on Twitter at the American Hour. No spaces or anything like that, just at, and you know how Twitter works if you've used that, at the American Hour. So let's listen to CJ Pham just a little bit more here. I know the quality wasn't good, that great, but the very beginning of her song, Stand Your Ground, some great vocals, great singing, and then we'll take it on home from there. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a short show. We'll have full-hour shows next week, and I'll be bringing a lot more guests on. There's less Well, there's a lot of things going on in politics. We're going to be having a lot of discussion in the future about the Constitution and some of the things that are going on today, right now, that are affecting our Constitution and the rule of law. So we're going to have some discussions, but I'm going to be bringing a lot of different guests on the show. And I'll be posting all that, as I said, on Facebook and the website. So here's a little bit more of CJ Fam, and then we'll call it a night. Thanks for listening today or downloading. We'll see you next week. Try and get a better clip of that for the next show. But, man, nice voice, such nice singing. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we'll see you next week on the American Hour Radio Show.
Listening to the American Hour with Commander Tom Garcia on the USA Talk Radio Network.